This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's some business of fashion news this week. Rihanna's line, Fenty, it's called, is taking a pause just 2 years after being launched by LVMH, the world's biggest luxury goods conglomerate. While the pandemic surely contributed to Fenty's demise, Marketplace's Erica Barris reminds us that even in regular times, it can be tricky to get a luxury fashion brand going.
With Fenty, Rihanna was the first Black woman to start a fashion house at LVMH. She'd already had success with her lingerie and makeup lines there. But Jeff Gallick, a marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon, says a new high-end fashion line, totally different.
That is a place where legacy has so much to do with what's considered high quality, what's considered popular. It's that legacy that people are drawn to, basically what Fenty did. You're fighting an uphill battle to begin with.
Fenty is essentially a startup within an established brand, says Tamai Sidari, a professor at NYU. And for a startup to be successful, it needs three things.
One is to have product that is really well differentiated so that the brand equity increases pretty quickly.
So, something no one else offers. Second, it needs to know its customers. And third, have the right pricing strategy. Letitia Brown, professor of business management at the Fashion Institute of Technology, says Fenty's core customer base, younger with less discretionary income and maybe not so willing to drop half a grand on a fleece dress.
As opposed to putting their money into something where they can still get that brand recognition, but at a better price point. So like your beauty or your lingerie, or maybe even a shoe or a sunglass.
But even Fenty sunglasses or strappy stilettos don't really have much of a place in the pandemic. Susan Scafidi is with the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University.
Fashion has been really on pause throughout the pandemic. And I think that that's a part of the reason why it would make sense for LVMH and Fendi to decide to pause.
Until, in the company's words, quote, pending better conditions. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.